In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The number of new coronavirus infections continues to rise. More than 40,000 infections, more than 900 people have died. The Chinese government and businesses there are trying to contain the virus spread, closing factories and ports, quarantining major population centers, and keeping workers from returning to their jobs. And as people's lives are being turned upside down by the virus and efforts to control it, the economic ties linking them to the rest of the world are also being disrupted. Many international companies depend on China to produce goods from steel to Apple smartphones. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Most of Apple's top-selling iPhones, iPads, and Macs are made at contract manufacturer Foxconn's huge factories in China. Exports come through the port of Wuhan, epicenter of the epidemic. Analysts have warned Apple's shipments from China could be down 5 to 10% this quarter. Angelo Zeno at CFRA Research says Apple has tried to shift production to countries like India and Vietnam without much success.
China just has a very well-established, sophisticated supply chain. They've got the right people there and a significant amount of demand.
Consumers in the U.S. appear to be paying close attention to the coronavirus. John Lear at Morning Consult points to a recent survey.
39% of respondents said that they are less likely to buy Chinese-made goods. It could just sort of fuel the fire of anti-import sentiment.
Apple's next new product out of China is expected to be a low-cost iPhone aimed mostly at developing markets like India. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.